T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
This team went from maybe they'll make the playoffs, probably they'll make the playoffs, to being Super Bowl potential caliber.
I'm at your neck.
If there were any questions about Cam Newton, he answered them all this weekend.
Dale Arnold.
Always good to have trust for my quarterback.
The energy that he brings always uplifts everyone.
If I hit certain incentives, I will be able to dress all the coaches, including Bill Belichick.
Oh, I told myself I would never love again.
Rich Key.
This result didn't really matter to me. It was more about, like, what are we going to show ourselves to be?
Dale and Keefe with Fitzy.
Offense, transform, and roll out.
On the WEEI Sports Radio Network.
Hour number 2, Dale and Keefe, Sports Radio WEEI. Nick Fitzy Stevens is in the house with us. Massachusetts native friend of the show, Ed Bouchette, covers the Pittsburgh Steelers for The Athletic in Pittsburgh. He used to work for the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette. He's got an interesting piece today, the headline of which is, "Why is the Bill Belichick coaching tree so poisoned?" Now, if you read the piece, he talks about coaches who were here and have gone on to coach elsewhere. Thereby, he's able to leave Mike Vrabel out of it, right?
Oh, he doesn't count.
No, because he played here. He didn't coach here. You know, that sort of thing.
I'm okay with that.
He should not count. And I think people sometimes kind of add him in there. And
right.
I'm like, well, why? Like, we're talking about the coaching tree, guys who are in the coaching meetings and all that other stuff. So if by that case, would you take every coach that Mike Vrabel coached for, played for, and be like, oh, yeah, he's in their coaching tree.
Right, right.
Like, I wouldn't do that. Like, who did he play for in Pittsburgh? Was it Cowher, probably, before he got here?
He was with Cowher.
So is he in the Bill Cowher coaching tree?
No. Who was his coach?
Might have been Romeo, right? In
KC?
It might have been.
It was Todd Haley.
Was it Todd Haley?
It was Todd Haley.
Okay, there you go. So he's in the Todd Haley
the
coaching tree.
Coach.
Yeah, that's a great coaching tree to be
like,
part of.
He does not count. In fact, he was on the staff with Urban Meyer, right? And then he wasn't he a coach? Actually, no, he was a coach with Romeo and... he was down in Houston for a little bit, too.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, the point is, Belichick does not get credit for Mike Vrabel wins.
So you know who Ed Bouchette says is the best of the bunch so far? And by the way, he admits it's not a very healthy coaching tree, but the best of the bunch so far is Bill O'Brien.
Yeah, I think it has to be based on just regular season wins, playoff appearances, division titles, and things like that. It's underwhelming, but I think that also speaks to how poor that it is. Would you like Bill O'Brien's the best of it?
404 winning percentage to date with everyone coming off the Belichick coaching tree. That's just rough.
The pros. He doesn't count the college guys like Charlie Weiss, you know, those. He's just talking about the pro coaches. 138 and 204.
Woo. That is bad.
And think about it. Fitzy mentioned it too. Like, all of the marquee wins for those guys came against Bill somehow, some way.
Right.
Patricia's Lions beat him. Josh McDaniels' Broncos beat him. You're like, how is this happening?
So what you can do is you can crack the Belichick code when you go up against it because you know it so well. But then when you try to present it to other people, they just don't understand it. And that's the biggest issue, Dale. And we've heard it time and again, yet they continue to run into this trap. Whenever you leave and wherever you go, go be you. Don't try to be Bill. Yet these guys all try to come off as these Hardo Belichick clones, and
Eric
it doesn't
Mangini,
work.
Eric Mangini, Josh McDaniels, they tried to duplicate the Belichick code and just ended up looking foolish doing it.
Didn't work. And you look right now, there are 4 coaches in the league right now that coached with Bill. You have Brian Flores and the Dolphins, 0-2. You have Joe Judge and the Giants in his first year, currently 0-2.
We'll punch you in the nose for 60 minutes.
You have Matt Patricia with the Lions, 0-2.
I think I got probably one of the biggest plays in the fourth quarter in the history of the NFL, where I think I did a pretty good job.
And you have Bill O'Brien with the Houston Texans, also 0-2.
Capital T, capital E, capital A, capital M.
So an 0-8 start for the coaches, and kind of a mixed bag as far as landing spots. Matt Patricia had a really good opportunity in Detroit. Detroit had won some games. They just needed somebody to push them over the top. They needed to improve their defense. They had a quarterback. That was, as far as jobs that are open, the Lions job a couple years ago was as good as you could probably get.
Old Sleepy Jim actually didn't have any losing seasons.
To the playoffs once.
Yeah. You want a great stat?
Let's go to the stat desk with Chris Shine.
So in Jim Caldwell's final season as Lions head coach, he had 9 wins. In Matt Patricia's entire tenure with the Detroit Lions, he has 9 wins.
Wow.
Hey,
wow.
So I see that steak dinner you're having right there. Yes. Would you like me to turn that into a rotten hamburger for you? I can do that.
That's what he's done.
They've regressed under Matt Patricia. And I know Jim Caldwell caught a lot of crap because of his personality or lack thereof and his stoic demeanor. But he was a better coach for the Detroit Lions than Matt Patricia's been.
Hey, Dale, would you at least sit up and show some respect when you're talking about Matt Patricia? Huh?
Other than whipping that media horde into shape, what else has he done?
He's doing that. Now, here's my question. Do you think that having horrible coaches under you go and lead other teams to failed seasons, does that make Bill Belichick look good or bad?
Very good.
Better.
Yeah.
So, even better than and we already think he's the best ever, but it makes him look even better.
Yeah, so I actually agree with that too. Now, I've heard the counter argument being like, you know, he wants to, you know, like Bill Walsh, for example, is known as one of the great coaches of all time, and then his coaching tree is insane, and then he also gets credit for being able to teach those guys to how to become really good coaches and then spread it out throughout the whole league and sort of that legacy thing.
Yeah.
And we know how Bill is such a historian of the game. And I wonder to him, like to me, I say, oh, this makes him look like a better coach because it's not like he was surrounded by these geniuses around him. Like, he was the only genius in the whole staff. However, do you think for him and his legacy, he would prefer to have those guys win a bunch of games?
You would think that he would, but he doesn't
care. They're against him.
Yeah, exactly. No, they'll win against him because they'll be in that Belichick vein. He doesn't care.
I remember.
He doesn't care at all. No, he doesn't.
One time Parcells said to me, he said, I don't have time to coach the coaches. And he was talking about them all being on the same page and the whole staff, you know, knowing what the philosophy is from the top down. And Parcells says, I can't fool around coaching the coaches. I wonder how much coaching of the coaches Bill Belichick has done, because when the coaches have left here, they've kind of fallen on their face.
Yeah, and I don't know if you necessarily have to coach the coaches, but it's more it's up to those guys to sort of learn from you and apply your trade. Now, for example, having really good coordinators, I think, can be used against you at times.
Mm-hmm.
Fair or not fair? Because look at Bill Parcells' record without Belichick on his staff.
Mm-hmm.
Not very good.
Nope.
Not nearly as good. If Bill's on his staff, pretty good. Without him, not so much. We talked about Mike Ditka a couple weeks ago. When he had Buddy Ryan on his staff, that's a pretty good defense. Buddy Ryan out of there, you're like, what the hell happened to Mike Ditka? So there are a lot of coaches like that. Whereas with Belichick, it doesn't matter who his coordinators are. Some seasons, they don't even have coordinators. And he just wins all the time. I think it makes him look better, but I wonder, especially, you know, if he really likes some of these guys, I bet it is a little deflating for him. Like, I think he really, really likes Matt Patricia. And, you know, he took him from, you know, D3 to on the coaching staff from when he was, like, 22 or whatever.
Like an assistant.
Kind of groomed him all the way up, and now he's like, now you get to go coach a team. And you're not coaching the Jets. You're not coaching a team that you would hate. You're out there in the other conference. You're coaching the Lions, and you're awful. You're awful. I bet Bill doesn't love that.
And do me a favor, just kind of sit up.
Yeah,
and just, like, have a little respect for the process.
Yeah, he's got to go.
Let me throw something out there that I'm sure will make a couple of cars stop in their tracks and have you guys look at me with googly eyes. But if there's anyone that I think will actually get the full comportment and array of Belichick's knowledge, like, who will be invited into the library and become maesters themselves, if you will?
Steve Belichick.
Correct. He will teach his kids, because it's important to him that the Belichick coaching tree
is the dynastic
legacy, literally, of his family tree. He doesn't care, does not care in the least how these guys have done, because he doesn't have time to coach coaches. He doesn't care about that. That's one of the things he probably would have taken from Parcells and run with. But how he looks and then ultimately how his boys do, that's what will matter to Belichick.
I think the other part of this, when you look at it from Belichick's perspective, is when they go, and many of them inevitably fail, do they ever get another chance? I mean, Eric Mangini, you know, what did he do after that? Josh McDaniels has turned down jobs that he accepted since then because he knows he's got one more crack at this. Maybe. And if he screws up the next one, he'll never be a head coach again in the NFL.
But he got the offers, though.
He got one.
And then I think because he backed out, I think now that you're holding that more against him than even his coaching resume. Well, or at least I would if I was an owner or GM.
Well, Pete Carroll has had a college and three professional stabs at it. So I would say McDaniels has at least one more go around. It just depends on what you've done for them lately. And obviously, Pete Carroll rebuilt himself with the USC program.
I think almost everybody gets two, right? Mm-hmm. Almost everybody gets two. And then we've definitely seen the retreads. You know, the Buffalo Bills and the Dolphins and the Jets seem like they'll hire anybody the third time around, too. They don't really care about that. But, Chaim, you had a crazy stat the other day. Everybody who's been fired from the Lions, that's like ended their career.
Yeah, since I believe it was 60s.
That's it?
Yeah.
Since 1967, not a single coach that has been fired from the Detroit Lions has gotten another head coaching opportunity.
Wow. Yeah, so now, I don't know if that would be the case with Patricia.
If you can't coach there, you're not coaching.
Wait a
here.
Second. So where's Jim Bob Cooter? Where's the offensive genius that had Matt Stafford doing his greatest work a couple years ago?
Yeah,
nowhere to be found?
Unsure about
where's
that.
Where's Wayne Fonts?
Wayne Fonts was
Remember,
good.
Yeah, he was.
Just give the ball to Barry Sanders.
Uncle Wayne?
Is he still with us?
Fonts? I don't know.
Will he be joining us for supper?
The big coaching tree
Fitzy,
in the sky.
Big update on Jim Bob Cooter for you. QB's coach of the Jets.
He needs to get going here.
Why was he punished and sent to the – why would they do that to him?
His job is to make Sam Darnold a Hall of Famer. Yeah. Good luck with that.
Oh, wait, even worse. He's the running backs coach, actually.
Thanks for the update.
Oh, no.
Come on.
Wayne Font's alive.
Do you want another Lions fun fact?
Yes, Shyam, of course I do.
Not a single coach since 1973, aside from Jim Caldwell, has a winning record with the Lions.
Yeah, it's not a great franchise, but I was saying when Patricia took over, they had actually won some games, and they had a quarterback. Like, that's the first step when you are being offered a head coaching job. Like, all right, who's the quarterback? And you're like, hey, we have Matthew Stafford. All right, not bad. You know, if you're Brian Flores, you're like, what am I getting myself into here in Miami? Like, he's got his work cut out for him. Out of the four guys that are in the league right now, that'd be the only one that I would consider to be my head coach.
Here's what I do.
Do we give Josh McDaniels the benefit of the doubt, and he maybe knew Andrew Luck was not going to hang around?
I don't know, because Frank Reich's done a great job there.
Sure,
like, you don't have Andrew Luck, but he figured out
a way
to win
games. They should have been a
playoff
team last year.
They got the right guy. Oh, and by the way, they've got the new best young running back in the NFL now. And Philip Rivers is a perfect fit because that's his old offensive system. Philip Rivers is going to do Philip Rivers things.
Yeah.
But that team is perfectly made for what he needs to do
I kind of like that guy in Kansas City for best young running backs in the league.
Edwards-Helaire?
Yeah.
He's good.
He's good.
I would take Jonathan Taylor over him. Jonathan Taylor ran for an average of 2,000 yards a season in college
insane.
In Wisconsin.
Yeah. Yeah.
Dale, I'll tell you what I would do. If I were the Detroit Lions at this point now, I would purge myself of Matt Patricia. I would literally do a program called You Get to Coach the Team, where I would let fans coach the team.
Come on,
because you can't be worse. You can't be worse.
No, yeah,
it would
think
be
so.
A way to get the fans invested in the season.
Yeah, that's smart.
I would go 0-16. I'd be proud of
it.
And then I would throw I would offer Lincoln Riley 10% interest in the Ford Motor Company, and I would say we're going to get you Trevor Lawrence. Go get him.
They've blown double-digit leads in four straight games.
The only team in NFL history, Shyam.
That is amazing.
History.
That is amazing. And
love
he
it.
Also took that Lions team and made the defense worse. Like, you know, you're the defensive guy, or so we thought. You're a defensive coordinator, and the defense got worse.
What do you think about this Darius Slay guy? Top 10 cornerback.
Yeah.
You know what I'm going to do? Trade him to Philadelphia.
Yeah, get rid of him.
Hey, Philadelphia, I've got a dollar. Can I get 75 cents back?
And then he is going to slander you every step of the way out the door.
Crush you. And, by the way, I'm going to try to get every former Patriot, just so I have some guys
on
my side.
Looking back, we're looking forward.
Mm-hmm. Their roster is ridiculous when you look at all the guys that were on the Patriots, even like down to like the practice squad.
How much would you give for Amendola right now?
Amendola?
What do you think? Would Amendola? That's it?
Bag of peanuts?
Well, I'll see how much I got in my car.
Well, hold on. He's doing nothing. He willingly went there probably because of the uncertainty.
You think he's got anything left? I'm all set there.
Dola? You don't think he could do one extra? Just literally tell him to stand on the sidelines and say, when Edelman breaks, and he will, be ready.
No.
No?
That's what you got gunna for.
No, I'm with Keith on this one. I mean, I don't think there's much gas left in the Dola tank. No.
But he had his most receptions in his career last year.
I'd rather have Troy Brown.
Catching
or
from David Blau.
Hey, you got Troy Brown. Just put a uniform back on him.
David Blau.
Yeah.
I think it's pronounced Blow.
He did not have the most catches either of his career.
He did.
He did not.
He did.
He did not.
I think he did.
He definitely
did. Do you
want
to have a he did or he did not off?
Don't make me pull, don't make me pull this car over.
Wait, he had 85, he had 85 catches in his second year in St. Louis. He had 62 last year.
Okay, he had the second most catches of his career last year.
That's also not true.
He had the third most catches
of his career. Also not true.
Keep going. I am looking at the Google machine.
He had a good game. Which one of his one touchdowns was your favorite?
The one he threw?
I'm not counting that one.
Why not?
I don't know where you're getting your Amendola facts, but you gotta check them.
The same play. Everyone else goes amendolafacts.biz.
Yeah. See, that's the problem. You got to check that.
You got to go to the Bing.
Yeah, Fitzy, if I were you, I'd leave Wikipedia alone. Yeah, and I'd go to one of the search engines.
Fitzy just
quickly. Wow, they even have on Pro Football Reference his nickname, Playoff Danny. It's not. It's Playoff Amendola.
Playoff Danny.
Whoever called him Playoff? It's like when
no one
ever called Brady Tom Terrific, yet he went after the trademark.
There he is. Amendola's going to be 35 next month. Or
Danny Amendola.
Sure was.
Danny Amendola. All right, it was the fifth most number of receptions in his career. Like I said, career year.
All right.
Yeah, great.
Yeah.
Again.
I'm all set. I don't want him.
All right, I'm sorry. It was the second most receiving yards.
Oh, my God.
David Blough.
So it still wasn't first.
Yeah, still not even his best season. David Blough. Still not even his best season. No, I don't want him.
Fifth rounder for Amendola right now.
Do you think when Patricia gets fired, he will come back and be the D coordinator of the Patriots?
Please, dear God, no.
I think we know who the defensive coordinator for the Patriots is going to be, and he's a guy named Belichick. It ain't going to be Matt Patricia or anybody else.
That's probably true.
David, it's going to be David Blough.
You're just going to say that name about 100 times today, aren't
you? It's the one thing he's gotten right so far. That he was on the Lions last year. Oh. In your face!
617-779-7937. Arthur's in New Hampshire. Hey, Arthur, how you doing?
Hey, guys. So, you know, I would say the verdict is still out on a couple of those guys, especially Judge and Flores. I mean, they have junk box teams that have had horrible management for years now. And, you know, you look back at Belichick, beginning of his career wasn't great either. It was a junk box team in the Browns and the Jets. And if you think about when he really flourished, it's when he got full control. You know, like Parcells said, if I'm going to do the cooking, I better be able to shop for the groceries. Well, I'd say Belichick has proved that theory 100%. So I would say
he's proved it.
Still
he's proved it for him. It doesn't mean that Joe Judge can shop for the groceries or Brian Flores can shop for the groceries.
Yeah, that's not everybody. In fact, that might be Bill O'Brien's undoing because they sort of gave him too much control and he's just trading away all his best players for nothing. I 100% agree the jury's out on those guys because it's so early and they did not get the situation that Patricia got. Like Brian Flores, that was a tough start, but look how hard they were playing at the end of the year for him. So I think he, out of all the guys, has the best chance. I know it's only been two games for Joe Judge, but everything that he has done, I think, seems like a clown show. He shows up, he's talking like it's, you know, the AFL. And
we'll punch you in the nose for 60 minutes.
Then he's like letting them hit the quarterback in practice. Mm-hmm. Like he's just
the
way,
slip and slide.
Way too much.
Doesn't he strike you as somebody who's just like, all right, boys, Oklahoma's. And they're like, this isn't.
Yeah. This we have a game tomorrow.
Yeah, coach, we're playing in 2 hours.
I don't think it's going to work. And he actually might have a quarterback. You know, Daniel Jones might be pretty good. So that won't be the problem or the reason why he struggles.
Obviously, Sunday's injury was tragic, not just for your fantasy team, America.
Them.
That's awful
Saquon
for that team.
Them.
But that's a pretty offensively talented team. Their defense
they got
is
some guys.
A disaster.
The
Slayton was a find in the fifth. Yeah. Evan Engram's pretty good tight end.
Now, you'll still give him two seasons. I was surprised they hired him, but once he got the job, you got to give him two seasons.
I
but
don't know.
I
you were ready to fire Patricia about two games into his Lions career there.
No, that is true, and I think I've been proven correct.
Brian Flores,
say you were wrong.
Yeah, right.
But I think we can all go in on the idea that Brian Flores will be the best of the Bill Belichick coaching tree unless and if McDaniels were to leave and then take a second shot. You think Flores will just – really?
Over McDaniels, yeah.
It's
not a man of his word.
A long time till we can find out if that bet cashes in.
I will hold it against him for the rest of his life.
I will bet you a David Blough that Brian Flores ends up the better coach.
Hey, you know what? I'll take the job.
McDaniels.
My word is as strong as oak. Just kidding. I'm out.
If you were gonna place a futures bet right now,
mm-hmm.
and my futures bet would be that Steve Belichick will be a head coach in the NFL someday.
Yeah, of the New England Patriots.
Yeah.
No, but really?
I didn't say here.
Okay,
I said I
somewhere.
Think he's going to be an NFL head coach.
So
he's on that progression.
Yeah, I'm with Dale. He'll be an NFL head coach at some point, but I don't think it'll be here.
I don't think he'll even be an NFL head coach.
What do you mean?
Hasn't he said outright that he doesn't love coaching.
Like I'm
trying
running down the hallway with his tuba to get his.
Like, I'm not saying he's a bad coach or a good coach. This is not an indication of how I feel about him. I'm just saying, hasn't he personally said, like, I'm not in love with coaching like my father is? Like, this isn't who I am.
Well, he's got a funny way of showing it.
Yeah.
Like, you know, coaching for a living.
Yeah, but it's a good job.
So Bill Belichick did play football, obviously. He was a tight end, I believe, at Wesleyan. For a little while, not a stupendous talent, obviously, but he went into coaching.
D3 football is tougher than it looks.
Hey.
Yeah.
Trust me.
Yeah.
I heard you were the David Blau of Hobart. So Belichick has basically gone from cradle to today in football, just surrounded by it. His dad, everything has been football, and that's what's made him so great because he literally just knows everything about it. If Steve Belichick follows a similar track, how come we're burying him now just because he sounds like his dad, because he's got a ridiculous
I'm
mullet
not burying
and nepotism
him.
Seems to be in play?
This, like I said, this has nothing. This is
you said
not,
he's not a good coach.
I literally just said this is nothing to do with how I feel of him as a coach. I think
you think he wants to.
Yeah, I don't think he wants to be a head coach. That's what I think.
He does not
I
want think, your life.
They'll
I think
give you
he
a few
could,
million bucks.
He could be a
like
tremendous coach. I don't really know exactly
know
how
either.
Good of a coach he is. I just don't think he wants to.
I
do
just
that.
Think we've seen some other head coaches, and when their sons get into it, whether it's Shanahan or Ryan, or they end up, you know, Jim Mora, like they end up getting at least a crack at it.
Or two.
Or a few.
Jim Mora Jr. had a couple cracks at it. Kyle Shanahan's pretty good head coach.
Because I also think Bill's going to be coaching here for another 4 or 5 years. Don't you think so? At that point, Steve's probably going to be the defensive coordinator in title as well. Not that we think he might even be now, but just in title,
he'll
get
have
that.
The title next year.
And then if you're a coordinator on a good team, you can't help but get a head coaching opportunity. So I think he will be, but we might be waiting a little while.
Couldn't you just see him and his dad, though, walking away when his dad's done and going coaching lacrosse somewhere and just having
no.
a time?
Why would Steve Belichick be on the sidelines if he doesn't want that job, if he has no interest in football? We've seen plenty of other...
He wants to work with his dad because there's a lot of different reasons.
You named one where you have to be there 14 hours a day.
Because the economy is so terrible.
Yeah.
Likes working with the other guys.
Have you seen, like, how many different celebrities have kids that have just gone out and been like Michael Douglas's kids, like, all they did was party. That's a job. Have you seen the other Hanks boy, the one who, like...
Oh my God. Chet Hanks.
Can't play his audio.
No, I don't think it's allowed anymore.
Well, my dad's totally good, everybody. It's all good. Dad's fine. He got over the Rona with mom. He's set.
I mean, obviously, Steve Belichick wants to do what he's doing. He would love to be
Shams
a clone of his
it.
Dad.
Not
I'm
it.
Not convinced yet.
You're not convinced right. yet.
How no. many more years does he have to be a coach on the team before you're convinced he
We've
wants to
We've all done
coach?
Jobs we don't love.
Yes, we have.
Is that what you're doing now, Shy?
No, I'm not saying that right now. I'm just saying we've all done them
That's what
in
I'm
the
doing.
Past.
Yeah,
okay,
John.
Yes.
You get
right.
in the shows.
And Shy, one day maybe you too can be the Patriots pregame mop-up boy like me and Keith and so many others in the web room on NBC Sports Boston. Mm-hmm. Then
That'd
you'll know what it's like
oh,
to
that's
do
a job.
That's a
Read
job.
The tweets on
yeah.
NBC Boston.
Read the
I mean,
tweets.
I've worked in a dusty warehouse for 12 hours a day. I'm listen. Fine.
617-779-7937 is the telephone number. We use the term recency bias from time to time. Are we guilty of that? Do we overreact through 2 weeks of the NFL season? We'll get into that in just a few minutes. We'll talk about the Celtics coming up at about quarter of. It's Dale and Keefe with Fitzy, and it's time to trend.
More of Dale and Keefe with Fitzy on WEEI.
So we always have a tendency, especially early on in the NFL season, to overreact positively or negatively. By the way, because it's the boss's birthday today, John has decided it's an all Springsteen rejoiner day, right?
Ugh. What do you mean, ugh?
I said, ugh.
Save it.
I'm so in for this. I love this.
What do you
this.
Mean? You don't
I'm
like down. Bruce Springsteen at all?
Really? No.
No room in your heart for Springsteen?
No, I don't think so.
He's a below 40 member of the sports media, so he's not allowed to like Springsteen.
Oh, jeez. Is that really no?
One of my favorite concerts
no.
ever.
No. No, no, no. I mean, I don't have a visceral reaction like country music. Like country music,
but
I
you just
hate.
Literally said, but the audience, everyone just heard. You just went. Ugh.
Well, he said it's gonna be rejoined
like
all
Shine
day
when
for
you guys
that.
Said
like
that's Steve Belichick's name
all day with this. Like, all right, happy birthday. Like, you don't have to be every single time, does it?
I mean, I love this.
Okay,
we did an all Seattle rejoiner day.
Yeah,
and Friday we're doing all Vegas.
But the Seattle music was good, and there was a variety of bands.
Music.
This is
but
just
there's a
one
variety
guy.
Of Springsteen.
Just one guy.
Yeah, who's been doing music since forever.
Same guy.
Let me guess, he stinks.
Stinks.
You know what you can do with that opinion?
No, I'm not going to do anything with that opinion.
Roll it up.
Hold it up.
Turn
so
it sideways.
It.
You can
stick
own
it. Right
shut
up.
It up real nice.
Oh, yeah. I've got plenty of unpopular opinions that I don't back down from.
You guys are all sheep.
Sheep.
You're literally the only one here that doesn't like
yes.
it.
Right, because I'm over here doing my own thing. I don't just listen to the masses.
I like them. I'm not quite as obsessed with them as so many
you.
Others.
I had no idea that Rich Keefe was a Springsteen anti-vaxxer.
Yeah, not for me.
He's such a great live show.
Is he? All right, why don't you bring him in studio then so I can see that?
I wish I was friends with him. I'd love
live
to.
Live show. Who's going to a live show right now?
I saw him at
Gillette.
Well,
it's not about now. It's
Rob Zombie, also a great live show. We're not playing him all day, are we?
Well, on his birthday, we'll give you a Rob Zombie.
Best live Rob Zombie in the same sentence as The Boss.
Oh, probably better. Rob Zombie? Better.
We'll play a medley of Rob Zombie's hit.
No, we won't.
Oh, Dale, you're
you know what? We'll just play Halloween H2O or whatever.
If you
movie
include
he
White
produced.
Zombie, you're going to have days worth of hits.
Days.
All
we can
of
do
the,
weeks.
All of his
you know what?
Songs.
Weeks of Rob Zombie.
Anderson,
when you play Living Dead Girl
on the
coming back.
On the next one, on the next rejoin,
Dracula.
Please play. Well, listen, Dracula's in its own category.
Thank
it might be
you.
The greatest song ever made.
Okay.
However, when I come back,
finally.
Speaking of which, do Springsteen's cover of Dracula. Dream with the girls in the back of my Dracula.
Yeah, better than the original, they say.
It's fantastic.
All right, back to where we thought we were going to start this segment.
We should stay here all day. I'm ready to fight. I'm ready to do Rob's up.
I'm afraid.
Springsteen all day. Jonathan Davis versus Springsteen. Go.
We'll then go into some discussion of the Killers' new album, and then John will be tweeting out more memes of body parts that
Excuse
I don't want
me?
To think about. Oh, Whoa. My God. You should have seen
what?
That.
I had a viral tweet on music Twitter,
Oh, my
Keith.
God. It
What'd
was
you do?
Twitter.
Not for me.
What'd you do?
Well, the Killers played Monday Night Football, and I said, me when they say a special halftime performance by the Killers, and there was a shadow of a certain body part going over a city.
Oh, what is wrong with you?
Like two blocks.
What is wrong? So he takes his pants off. Gets his new iPhone.
It's a puppet gif in real life.
And you literally show
goes
like
portrait
a,
mode. And
a
then
King Kong.
What is
You're
wrong
kidding.
With you?
What is wrong with you?
What, for a little music?
Like, you shared one with
it
us
was some
on...
some big music.
You
oh, okay.
shared... Enough.
Right, fair enough.
Enough. No one needs your big 10-inch.
That's
right?
gross.
Now, I saw that one you shared Sunday of, like, the Killers. It was, like, Sam's Town album, but you called it Cam's Town and put
yep.
a picture of him.
That was very well done.
That was well done.
Yeah.
Thank
that
you.
Was very well done.
You
I appreciate
brought it
that.
Back to sports.
I don't need to... Yeah. Yeah, it was a nice 360, right?
Yeah, it was.
I didn't need, like, you with an eggplant emoji over the Killers playing the halftime show.
Come on.
On Monday Night Football.
It wasn't just one eggplant emoji.
Just a little, try to be a little bit more tasteful.
I'll tell you what, I would buy that and I would be in on the Killers playing the Super Bowl yesterday.
I want Tenacious D doing the halftime show.
The Jack Black's band?
Yes, it is.
Don't ask.
They are.
Just get Panic at the Disco and call it even.
They put on a hell of a live
turn
show.
Turn your mic off now and don't turn it back on for at least an hour.
We need to revisit
Panic
this Friday.
At the Disco.
And take a lap.
Kyle Gass is a Juilliard trained guitarist.
I'll have you know, Wonder Boy might be one of the most majestic songs ever written.
Thank you.
Rigagoo. Rigagoo, goo, 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 goo.
Those guys will rock your socks off. And I think that's what the Super Bowl halftime needs.
At some point,
I wasn't even wearing socks.
And at some point now, John is going to break in with the Rolling Stone list of the 500 greatest albums of all time.
It was out. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. There's a lot going on there. They didn't have, was it just me or did they not have a Led Zeppelin song on the top 50?
No,
or
they
a song,
did. No, they had every Led Zeppelin album on
there. In the top 50, I mean, not top 500.
I believe Led Zeppelin 4 was in the top 50.
Oh, was it? I got to look at it again.
Physical Graffiti actually was.
I
got to
look at it again because I did a quick search of it. I was
a
just
cursory
wanted,
glance?
Yes. Well, I wanted to see who they had like top 50, and I did not see
I went
Zeppelin.
To 1 to 50. Yeah,
it was all Bruce Springsteen.
Spoiler.
No,
no, it was
had
all
Nas
Rob Zombie.
Nas
I said your mic is off for an hour.
Take a laugh.
You're
Do football.
On the show.
According to Rolling Stone, Marvin Gaye had the greatest album of all time.
No, he didn't.
Well,
Rolling Stone said so.
I said Rolling Stone.
I'm playing the part of Rich
Keefe.
I'm
like
sitting
a band,
here in my corner
magazine.
With my son. Yeah, it's nothing now at this point.
So you don't agree with that?
Marvin Gaye had the greatest album?
That's,
yep,
what,
that's
they
what they
said.
Well, that's what they said. It's not what I said. I said a different album was better. Good day. Slams door, walks out with briefcase.
Yeah.
But you didn't say which album.
I didn't need to, Dale. And I said good day, Dale. Good day.
So we're going back to the whole idea of overreacting.
Do
stuff,
football,
which is what we do here.
All right.
And so I was looking at the teams that have started the season 0-2.
Yes.
And the teams that have started the season 2-0, and I'm trying to figure out if we're overreacting positively or negatively to anybody on this list. Like, for instance, the Giants and Eagles are both 0-2. We're not reacting, overreacting, because the Giants are probably cooked and the Eagles aren't as good as we thought.
Yeah, the right? Eagles, I think Carson Wentz might be a little bit worse than I thought.
Why?
I think
he was so good.
No, I
told you.
I don't really know why.
Stop it.
Yeah, Shyam was on that one. That's a bad division.
Shyam, is the hour up yet?
Yeah.
It is.
He got back quick.
All he does
lap,
is pat
he?
Himself on the back.
That's it. That's all it is. He's the guy. He's like Andy Hardy. Just
like
likes all the compliments.
At least I don't make stupid
Twitter.
Comments yeah. and get yelled at by Keith.
All right, calm down.
God, Wentz was so
yeah, it's
good
a bit.
Too.
The NFC East, not a bit. The NFC East stinks. The NFC East is really bad. So I think, you know, you could probably be 8-8 and win that division. So that's not a huge deal.
All right,
I am
staying in the NFC.
Yeah.
The West, you've got the Cardinals, Rams, and Seahawks are all 2-0. Probably overreacting to the Rams, right? Oh. They're not going to be, they are not that good a team.
I think the NFC West, this is sort of my, and I didn't have this when we did our preseason predictions, but taking a look at it, I think they have a really good chance to have 4 playoff teams this year.
Yeah.
NFC West?
Yeah.
I'm in on that.
Because I said at the beginning of the year, Seahawks, Niners, Cardinals, but the Rams, you know, I don't think they're going to be this world-beating team, but they're off to a nice start. And I think people are kind of sleeping on them a little mm-hmm. bit, which could help them. They don't mm-hmm. have the crazy expectations like they did the year after going to the Super Bowl. So that's a pretty good team.
I think the Rams could win that division.
No, the Cardinals are going to win that division. And if there's any team in there that I would actually bet on this right now if I could, if there's anything that's going to miss the playoffs or have the regression, 49ers.
Niners!
The defensive Ooh. Line yeah. attrition is brutal.
Yeah,
it's
yeah,
absolutely
yeah.
brutal.
And they have so many injuries. I mean, the losing Bosa is just a monster
gigantic.
Injury.
Awful, yeah. awful, awful, awful. And the offense is now banged up as well. You still don't have Debo.
And teams that go to the Super Bowl and lose almost always, obviously Patriots, mm-hmm. notable exception, but almost always struggle the next year, sometimes even miss the playoffs altogether.
Right. So. And this really isn't their fault, but I could see Cowboys, I could see the Packers. Minnesota is a trash fire.
So
out
Minnesota's
of
the one. That's the
out
one deal to me.
Nowhere.
Well, the NFC North is hit or miss. You got 2-2-0 teams yeah. and 2-0-2 teams.
But I think the Lions, no shock. The Vikings, I don't know. Did we as a show all pick the Vikings to win that division? I think we did.
Yep.
Yes.
And so I know it's 2 games, but they have not. They've looked bad.
It's a bad job by us.
Young corners, yep. the defensive line is hurt. No Danielle Hunter.
Yeah.
Barr gets hurt. It's basically Harrison
Kirk Cousins
Smith.
Looked awful.
Terrible.
Actually,
you know
there was
what?
Some buzz. There was
and
some
the Lions who are who we thought they were.
And that's yeah. right. They lose Diggs. That affects their passing game
yeah,
significantly. Now you can just roll your best coverage to Thielen and say, great, run Cook. And he can only do so much. That's a bad, bad team. Now, what about, what if this happens? What if the Saints sneaky stink?
Yeah, I don't.
Well,
I am not against
their quarterback
it.
May sneaky stink.
I think so.
You mm-hmm. want a hot take?
Sure, of course I do. Wait.
Is he back?
How many times have you, you know, every
you know
time
what,
you turn your
I
mic
do.
On
yeah.
when I tell you to keep it off for an hour, that's another hour.
Hey, I won you 3 out of 4 bets this past weekend.
It's high noon o'clock somewhere.
Cue the high noon music.
Give me my high noon music.
The starting quarterback of the New Orleans Saints by Halloween will be Jameis Winston.
Ooh, it totally redeemed himself.
I just got tingly fingers.
What about that?
I just got the W.
That was worth me coming back early.
That was. I'm glad you're here now.
I would bet on
I
would bet on a cockroach fight to see that.
That's E1. That's E1. That's a W.
That's not crazy, is it?
Did Sean, hold on. Is Sean Payton in the Belichick School of Genius and knew I only have to spend $1 million for a quarterback everyone else is hating and sleeping on,
mm-hmm.
and I also know that Drew Brees has fettuccine arm mm-hmm. and that this is my last season. They're basically paying him as a victory lap / mentorship.
It is. And they said terrible. They wanted Brady had he retired. They probably wanted him anyway.
That's right.
I'll tell you this. Brady wanted them too.
Yeah.
I was told that if Drew Brees had retired and Sean Payton had cast his lonely eyes in Tom Brady's direction, that's where he was going.
I'll tell you this also, Dale. I heard if they couldn't get Tom Brady,
it's a scoops
and they didn't,
off. It's a scoops off.
Wait for this one.
Yeah.
You know who else Sean Payton wanted?
David Blau.
Damn it. Would you not
David
steal
Blau.
The punchline,
no,
you son of a
punchline.
Yeah, no, did I?
Mike Williams.
No, he was going after Mike Williams to pair with David Blau to be the new Brady.
All right, do you have a real scoop or no? Was that was
I do
set
have,
up to that?
I do have a little bit of potential scoopage later.
Okay, save it.
For the 12 o'clock hour.
All right, let's turn Ooh. Our attention to the AFC for a moment because the 2-0 and the now the Buffalo Bills are 2-0.
That's fine.
I think they're pretty good.
Yeah, they
I
are.
Now the Jets and Dolphins are both 0-2. I think the Jets stink.
And isn't that who the Bills played?
Yeah.
Jets and Dolphins. So it's sort of like, all right, they're 2-0. They should be 2-0.
Yeah.
But Josh Allen is the story there. Josh Allen has been, you can see the improvement.
Yeah.
Year one to year two, and now into year three. Like, he is on the rise.
Do you trust him in a big spot yet?
Not yet. No, not yet. No, no, no. But I just think he's getting better.
He's
because
progressing, though.
He is.
Mm-hmm.
He is.
All right, so you go to the AFC West. We thought the Chiefs were great. They're 2-0.
Yeah.
Maybe by the skin of their teeth, but they're 2-0. The Raiders have surprised me so far.
Yes.
That's the team coming in here this weekend.
Yeah.
Derek Carr has surprised me. They're better than I thought they were.
Yeah, the Raiders are, and then especially getting a chance to watch them on Monday night, the Raiders, they're going to be a player for, you know, a wild card spot. I don't think they're going to really challenge the Chiefs necessarily, but they're going to be a player. And a game that maybe a lot of us thought would be a Patriots win at the beginning of the season is now much more up in the air.
It's going to be I thought it was going to be an easier win. I still think the Patriots win. I don't say it's up in the air. I think the Patriots win, but we got us a game.
Yeah.
We got us a game. We got us a game on Sunday, and it's largely because Waller the Baller is going to be tough to
Belichick
cover.
Belichick was a big fan.
He loved him. Yeah.
He talked about him in the same vein and with the same sort of love and rose petal throwing he did Russell Wilson. And even though he did everything in his power to cover Russell Wilson and take him out of the game, he still threw 5 laser-guided touchdowns on Sunday. So
I'll give you a 2-0 team I am not buying. Pittsburgh Steelers.
Oh, Dale, you're kidding. Why?
I don't like the Steelers.
Do they stink like they stink like Springsteen?
I would not say that. I'm not going to compare the two.
Okay.
But I don't like the Steelers. But Roethlisberger, I have to say, is better than I thought he was going to be this year. But let's see how long that lasts for.
Okay, they have good wide receivers.
Do they?
Yep. They do. So
I think they develop wide receivers pretty well. But I think Juju Smith-Schuster, we saw last year when he doesn't have Antonio Brown on the other side, is fine.
He's a bit overrated, but on the underrated side, making up for that, compensating, Deontay Johnson's good. Chase Claypool's got some nice speed. Pretty good tight ends. I'm not so sold on their running back situation, but that's a good defensive line.
He had a bounce back game. Connor did.
It's a good defensive line. It's a pretty good secondary, too. Minkah Fitzpatrick was a steal last year for a first.
And finally, an 0-2 team that I think is better than 0-2 just because they've got a great quarterback is the Houston Texans.
I'm kind of.
If you've got a great quarterback, and look, I don't think they're a great football team, but 0-2.
Yeah, no, I think
they're too good at quarterback to be sitting there.
Yeah, I think Watson's good. I mean, it's only 2 games. I just think that you're right. When you have a really good quarterback, you probably have a baseline of wins. Like, he's probably going to get you 6 or 7 wins just because it's Deshaun Watson. But you take DeAndre Hopkins away from him, and that's just. I think this is going to be the year finally where, you know, Bill O'Brien's team misses the playoffs and they have to make a real decision on what they want to do with them.
617-779-7937 is the telephone number. We'll talk some Celtics, and we've got an Adam Schefter report that is not good. It's Dale and Keefe with Fitzy, Sports Radio WEEI.
Back to Dale and Keefe with Fitzy on WEEI.
So, fellas, it's safe to say that this past weekend there were 2 shocking surprise late scratches in the game.
Mm-hmm.
We found out tragically why James White was a late scratch from the Patriots roster, and our thoughts are still going out to him as his mom continues, you know, her fight in the hospital. There was also Tyrod Taylor, who was a surprise late scratch for the Los Angeles Chargers, and we all wondered, what the hell happened here? Well, now we know. This is not good. According to Adam Schefter, I'm quoting his tweet, the Chargers team doctor accidentally punctured his own quarterback Tyrod Taylor's lung just before kickoff Sunday while trying to administer a pain-killing injection to the quarterback's cracked ribs.
Listen, I'm no doctor or anything like that.
I'm not letting that guy tape my ankle.
I'm not letting that guy.
No, thank you. Get out of here with that.
Put a stethoscope on my chest.
No way.
Adam didn't say the former Chargers team doctor, but that may be the case.
Not yet.
Hey, everybody. Oh, hey, it's Chargers doctor, Dr. Nick.
I'm not going near that guy.
I was saying to Keith during the break, Dale, number one, if you're in a situation where your ribs hurt so bad, you need like a Demerol shot before the game. Maybe even if it's your home opener, though there's no fans especially, maybe take the game off because you're also playing the Chiefs. That's number one. And number two, this is like some North Dallas 40, like old school 70s style football. Like, What the hell are they thinking that it's a good idea to deliver a shot to that like intricate and delicate an area?
Justin Herbert, much like Tom Brady, taking over for a quarterback with a puctured lung.
Yeah.
And this time, of course, it was
game two of the season.
Yes.
Look at you.
How about that? Administered by the doctor, of course, not a linebacker for the opposing team. Well, I guess that's one difference.
Sure.
But, yeah, Justin Herbert went in there and ended up playing pretty well. But if you're Tyrod Taylor, you're going to be like, are you kidding? Are you freaking kidding me?
A punctured lung.
Yeah.
We've always joked in the past that the very next time a team puts out a release and says, you know, we performed surgery on Nick Fitzy Stevens today and it didn't go well at all. You know, it's always successful surgery. Whenever there's a medical report, it's always sunshine, lollipops, and rainbows.
Yeah, this one was not great.
This is not good. I mean, and obviously they didn't release it. Sources told Adam Schefter, and he told the world about it. But if I'm that doctor, do I show my face around that facility again?
I think that'd be tough. And that's maybe explains why Anthony Lynn was saying, yeah, you know, if he comes back, like, he's still our starter, or I'm still going to consider it. It's because he's not going to say, how'd you lose your job? Oh, the trainer punctured my lung with a misfire. Like, nope, that is just brutal.
Oof, I mean, the trainer I would almost understand. I mean, you know, he's a trainer, he's trained, but he's not a doctor. How the hell does a doctor puncture the patient's lung trying to administer a
pain
shot?
They're not all the same, Dale. You know, some are good, some are bad.
What he does is he puts the needle in too far in the wrong spot.
And hi, everybody.
Hey, the neck bones connect to the fan bone. Wow, that is a terrible...
Yeah.
So now you got to figure that he'll be out for a while. And even though Anthony Lynn said when healthy, he'll be our starting quarterback, there's no guarantee he's coming back anytime soon. And how can you say that Herbert won't play enough to win that spot over? So yet again, Tyrod Taylor, otherwise known as Case Keenum 2.0, has gone someplace to hold the job down and will not even get through a season.
That's kind of an insult to Case Keenum.
Why?
Case Keenum wasn't bad.
But Case Keenum
Tyrod Taylor got the Bills to the playoffs. So
Case Keenum got the Vikings to the NFC Championship game.
Okay, Minneapolis Miracle aside.
A little bit of a hope and a prayer there.
Yeah, a little bit.
Yeah, Minneapolis Miracle aside, what Case Keenum does is go someplace when they have a rookie quarterback and see what he does is he plays until they put that other quarterback in, and then he goes to another town.
Keenum's still pretty
good. With his wife. And then
Keenum's pretty good.
He looks like 72% of J.J. Watt.
University of Houston alum right there.
All right, great.
Yeah. I think Case Keenum only Klingler. Did that once.
Reading from his bio doesn't make him any better.
Don't have it in front of me. Yeah, it's a memorized fact.
Andre Ware.
Yeah, Cliff Kingsbury.
Also, yeah.
Great. Now we're having a Houston QB off.
Kingsbury went to Texas Tech. In your face.
Same state.
In your face.
Same state. You know who else did? David Blau.
Oh, God.
Just going to run that one into the ground today.
It's
Iceberg, dead ahead.
It's already too late.
I know. Well, listen, Dale, I'm so sorry.
617-779-7937. Cam Newton has developed a great relationship with his wide receivers, and especially his young wide receivers. We'll talk more about that when we come back. Tom E. Curran will join us at 1 o'clock. It's Dale and Keith with Fitzy. Or David Blau, whichever you prefer, here on Sports Radio WEEI.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.